Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome all of you to our conference call this morning. The underlying presentation for the call has been published this morning at 7:30 A.M. CET on our homepage. Today, we released a statement for the first three months of the financial year 2020-21. We are going to present the highlights of this period and reiterate our full year guidance. Following the call, we are going to answer your questions. A recording of this call will be available on our homepage shortly after the call. Now let me hand over to Südzucker's CFO, Thomas Kölbl.
Thank you, Nikolai. Ladies and gentlemen, also a warm welcome from my side. As mentioned, I would like to give you a brief overview about the business performance in the first quarter financial year 2020-21, and details about the guidance for financial year 2020-21 that has been reiterated in our ad hoc release 17th of June. Let me start with the highlights of the first three months results on page four. The overall development in the first three months marked, as expected, a good start into business year 2020-21, especially in these exceptional times. Group revenues came in on previous year's level. Group EBITDA was up by 15%, operating result by 31%. Also, cash flow increased significantly by 33%. EPS came in at +0.12 against -0.04 the year before. Net financial debt end of May 2020 increased against May 2019, but decreased against end of February 2020 substantially. Now, let's have a first look into the segmental performance on page five before we get into more detail segment by segment. Group revenues are roughly on previous year's level. Revenues decreased significantly in segment CropEnergies and slightly in segments Sugar and Fruit. Segment Special Products showed a moderate increase. Group operating results showed a strong increase. Declining earnings in segments CropEnergies and Fruit were more than compensated by earnings improvements in segments Sugar and Special Products. Let's continue with segment Sugar on page seven. Let me revisit our view on the global sugar markets. In its latest update, end of June 2020, FOLICT has reduced its deficit outlook for sugar marketing year 2019-20 from 9.6 million tons to 6.1 million tons, which is still reflecting a massive deficit. Stock-to-use ratio is expected to drop from 43% to 40%. It is important to note that this expectation already partially contains the switch from ethanol to sugar production in Brazil. Sugar marketing year 2020-21, FOLICT continues to forecast a slight deficit of 1.8 million tons, which would lead to another decrease of the stock-to-use ratio to 38%. This still confirms a positive fundamental global market environment for the next 18 months. Let's have a look at the European sugar market environment on page eight. The EU market has changed into a net importer status since campaign 2018, which has already led with a time lag to a first positive price step in October 2019. The expectation of a continued net importer status also beyond October 2020 has led to a confirmation of the European spot price level in the last couple of months until today. Reports about a bad beet sowing season and continued drought in the EU agricultural environment have supported its pricing level. In this environment, close to 100% of our production volume of the campaign 2020 are up for negotiation. Let me now turn into the concrete development in segment Sugar in the first three months on page nine. Revenues in segment Sugar decreased by 3%. The decrease is caused by significantly lower sales volumes, mainly due to lower sugar production in campaign 2019. During the course of the first 3 months of business year 2020-21, we have observed a lower demand from our industrial customers over time in light of the corona pandemic, which is more and more offsetting the strong retail hoarding effects realized at the beginning of the fiscal year. Operating loss was significantly reduced from minus 36 to minus 15 million euro. The improvement is mainly driven by higher sugar prices since October 2019. This effect more than compensates for lower sales volumes and higher production costs. Let me continue with segment special products on page 10. Following a very successful year 2019-20, we target to repeat the success. Therefore, we are very pleased about a better-than-expected start into business year 2021 in segment special products. In the first 3 months, revenues grew by 6%, supported by higher sales volumes following the starch production capacity extension. Effects from the corona pandemic varied in regard to the different product categories and timing during the first quarter. In this light, operating result increased by 13%. Main drivers were higher sales volumes, partially lower raw material costs, whilst ethanol prices were lower against previous year's level. Let me now turn to segment Crop Energies on page 11. Revenues in segment Crop Energies were down by 13% in light of lower volumes and prices. This is mainly due to the pandemic-driven mobility restrictions. The demand increase for disinfection ethanol could only partially compensate for this huge impact. Operating result was down by 47%, also running against a strong previous year quarter. Despite this decrease, we are pleased to see that Crop Energies has shown a better than expected result and has been able to maintain a decent positive result in this extraordinary and exceptional environment. The average ethanol price in the first 3 months was at 493 against 594 euros per cubic meter after 3 months in 2019-20. The average ethanol price in June was up to 566 against 624 euro per cubic meter in June 2019. Also in July, we saw so far a promising continued further pricing improvement to levels above 600 euros per cubic meter. Let's move on to segment fruit on page 12. Revenues came in slightly below previous year's level. On the one hand, we have seen a higher sales revenues level, and on the other hand, a lower volume level for both divisions. Operating results significantly decreased by 27%. The decrease was partially harvest related, but also caused by implemented measures to fight the corona pandemic, leading to lower sales volume and ultimately lower margins in light of an increase in costs. Let me now turn to the main points in the P&L on pages 14 and 15. The at-equity result turned into positive territory, driven by an improved underlying operating performance at EDF MAN commodity trading businesses. Financial result came in at minus 8 million euro. It contains the net interest expense of minus 6 million euro and the other financial result of minus 2 million euro. Continue on page 15. Taxes on income decreased to 14 million euro after 17 million euro in the same period last year. It is again distorted by the development in segment sugar, for which there was no recognition of deferred taxes. Earnings per share came in at plus 12 euro cent against minus 4 euro cent in the previous year. Let me now turn to the cash flow, working capital and investment development on page 17. Cash flow reached 118 million euro, representing 7% of revenues. The seasonal cash inflow of 104 million euro from reduced working capital was mainly due to the sell-off of sugar inventories, which was partially compensated by the settlement of trade payables. Previous year's cash inflow was 16 million euro. CapEx decreased by 27% in quarter one. Let me now illustrate the main movements in the balance sheet on page 19. Net financial debt end of May is up by 191 million euro against last year and down 139 million euro against end of February 2020. Total investments and earnings distribution were fully financed from cash flow and the cash inflow due to the reduction of the working capital. Gearing is at 38% against 31% 1 year before. Equity ratio with 46% is still very solid. Let me now turn to the outlook on pages 21 to 25. Ladies and gentlemen, let me now summarize our projection for fiscal 2021. First of all, let me set the framework for our current projection. In April and May, within our annual report communication, we informed you about the first indicative outlook for fiscal 2021. That outlook did not include effects from the corona pandemic, as it was impossible to anticipate the impact and duration of this exceptional situation. At that time, we have promised to update this forecast alongside the development of the pandemic as soon as possible. 17th of June, together with the pre-release of quarter one numbers, we have converted the pre-corona outlook into a first outlook, including as much as we know about the pandemic impact at this point in time. Therefore, it is important to note that in view of the ongoing corona pandemic and the high volatility in all segments, the forecast is still marked by a very high uncertainty. Having said that, group revenue should come in at 6.9 to 7.2 billion euros and operating results should reach 300 to 400 million euros. At this point in time, we see the earnings quality to some extent lower than the midpoint of the range. Now coming to the divisions, segments. In segment sugar, as a result of the poor sugar beet harvest in 2019, the plant shutdowns after the 2019 campaign and the overall lower demand caused by the corona pandemic, we expect sales volumes to drop again. Nevertheless, driven by higher sales revenues, we anticipate a significant increase in revenues. As expected, quarter one came in with a loss. Also for the second quarter, another loss should come in, adding up to the expected communicated H1 loss. Given a stable market environment, we expect raising sales revenues in October 2020, as well as significant cost savings from the restructuring plan, which will then yield positive operating results despite further rising raw material costs. Particular uncertainties exist with regard to the extent of the sales revenue increase, further development of sales volumes within the corona pandemic, and capacity utilization as a result of the continuing drought in some growing regions in Europe. Overall, we expect operating result in segment sugar in a range of minus 40 to plus 60 million euro. Segment special products is expected to show slightly higher revenues and an operating result on the high level reached in the previous year. As a result of the corona pandemic, the development of the individual divisions varied in the first quarter, with changes being highly volatile overall. We assume this situation will continue in principle in the further course of the year, but it will weaken as the year progresses. Segment Crop Energies is expected to show significantly lower revenues and operating result. Having said this, We gather some confidence out of the fact that Group Energies was able to generate a clearly positive operating result in the first quarter and observation of an ongoing price recovery, which is well above our expectations. Above all, the market environment for ethanol remains very supportive in light of EU climate protection measures. Segment Fruit should be able to increase revenues and operating results moderately. Even the development in the first quarter, achieving the forecast will be more difficult. Let me now turn to page 22. The EBITDA range of 660 to 760 million euro mirrors the operating development. Investments in fixed assets are expected below previous year's level. In this light, we see the level of net financial debt to EBITDA significantly decrease against last year's figure. Let me now turn to page 24. Ladies and gentlemen, let me summarize my presentation highlighting three important points. Firstly, the sustainable deleverage phase has started. Secondly, expect a significant earnings improvement, including all uncertainties linked to the corona pandemic. And thirdly, yes, we had an overall successful start into fiscal 2021, which underpins our full year and midterm ambitions. Let me finish my presentation on page 25. You might remember this page already from our conference call in May, but I would like to use it one more time to stress again that we see ourselves clearly in the position to regain a high free cash flow level. This should result in a substantial deleverage effect in light of improved earnings and lower capex in 2021 and beyond. Already in 2021, this will lead to significant improvement of respective financial ratios. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Kerbel. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your questions. Let me hand back to the operator to open up the floor for your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star, followed by one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star, followed by two. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. Anyone who has a question may press star, followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question. The first question comes from the line of Christopher Ryan with Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my questions. So on the outlook for sugar prices in Europe and the expectation of continued increases in October 2020, can you just go through what is giving you the most confidence that you'll be able to get price increases through in 2020 and what downside risks the hit to demand that COVID has poses to those price increases? And then secondly, if you could discuss what exactly are the higher raw material costs in the sugar segment. And yeah, just run through that, please. Thank you.
So to your first question about the outlook for the sugar operating profit recovery, main driver clearly is the assumption of higher sugar pricing kicking in from October 2020. And here we have let me say two three main points in. First point is that we had in the first price step in October 2019 a big portion of contracts which were at that time blocked for renegotiation. And in October 2020, it is the first time since 2 years that more or less close to 100% are free for negotiation. And therefore we have one effect to that big portion is coming to let me say to the market development, and then the overall let me say market perspective for us is clearly that we still see clear chance to further increase the price level we reached for the open contracts 2019, also an increase for 2020, October onwards. And this is underpinned by the spot price development we have seen so far over the last 12 to 18 months. And this underpins clearly our confidence that there is a chance for increasing prices from October 2020. The corona pandemic so far is hard to predict. Our assumption is that this is clearly a temporary effect. And we have seen a high volatility over the last months in the volume trends, and we forecast, as I mentioned in the speech, lower than expected volumes for fiscal 2021. But this has no, at that time, in our view, no negative pricing indications. And to the second part of your questions, higher or the raw material costs, yes, assuming higher sugar prices, then we have also to calculate, and we did that in our forecast, with higher raw material costs for fiscal 2021.
So that's just related to beet formula pricing?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you.
For questions, please press star followed by one at this time. The next question is from the line of Oliver Schwarz with Warburg Research. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my questions. I have three of them. Firstly, I'd like to inquire regarding the maintenance at the Vence facility of Crop Energies. I understood that it was delayed and maybe even prolonged due to the impact of COVID-19, of employees weren't able to reach the plant to do the respective works and so on. But still, you managed to have a volume on par with last year's quarter. So was that volume that may have fell short at once contributed by other plants, or did Avance operate overtime after the works were accomplished? Second one, regarding the result in specialties, judging from Agrana's results that were out this morning from what you said about bioethanol, I guess the main part of the increased result was either due to Freiberger or Beneo. And hence, I would like to inquire about those two companies, how they fared in Q1, how did Richelieu fare in the U.S., what was the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic regarding those operations. That would be very helpful. And last one is basically on ADF Man. Very pleased to see that there was no major loss in the results from participations this quarter. So I'd like to inquire about how EDFN basically did in Q1 and what are the current plans on the participation that Südzucker has on that company. Thank you very much.
To your first question related to the volume development of Crop Energies, yes, we had a longer than expected maintenance period at the Vence in Belgium, but overall volume in quarter one only slightly decreased due to the fact that in the period last year, We had also, let me say, some temporary maintenance effects in other plants. Yeah? So the volume only, let me say, moderately decreased year over year. To the segment special products, operating profit, yes. We had a strong development overall, as expected, also in our annual analyst conference, and we could confirm that also in May overall. And it was mainly driven, as you clearly stated, also by the divisions Freiberger and Beneo. And in that both areas, we had really a strong volumes development. Volumes were strongly up after the first 3 months, and helped also by stable or slightly lower raw material costs. So margin also increased. But the main effect, let me say, was the positive volume trend and coming to Freiberger. Clearly at the first months, March, April, we thought at that time that were also only hoarding effects, and in the upcoming months we will see lower volumes. But after, let me say, May and the indications we have from June, now we have, let me say, normalization of volume. So we can say now that March and April were surplus volumes. Yeah, we gained, and now we have a more normalized situation, but still above last year. This is important. Yeah? And the same you can say more or less for Beneo. And also at Richelieu, we have seen so far, especially in the pizza area, a strong development also in volumes. And Eden F. Mann, clearly we are in the middle of the process of the reorganization to readapt strategy, to readapt business. We said that the company is going back to the roots, to be a core trading, agrar commodity trading business, and the company did it well. Also in the sale of non-core assets, industrial assets, but then from spring onwards also the corona pandemic negatively influenced this process. The managers had no chance to go in contact with potential buyers of the businesses. So we have to calculate with the delay in the sale of these non-core industrial assets. Let me say the performance of the company so far, as you have observed on the quarter one figures, is that the underlying agricultural commodity business is doing well. What we have seen so far also in April, May, also with the negative influences of the corona pandemic, there are the trading businesses are very robust as our businesses. But the agri-industrial losses still negative weight on the overall profitability. But in that environment, let me say the more or less break-even profit for quarter one on Südzucker accounts matches our expectations, and still Südzucker is clearly accompanying Eden F. Mann in this difficult period.
Very clear. Thank you very much.
At this time, there are no further questions. I hand back to Mr. Kerber for closing comments.
So, thank you all for your participation in this call today. I think the fact that there are no more questions today also underpins that our communication in the analyst conference was clear, that we delivered the strong figures in quarter one. And the company is doing everything that we also matches our forecast for quarter two, and especially also for the full year guidance. So thank you to everybody. Have a nice summer. Seeing us latest in H1 conference. Thank you. Bye.